This week will be a very busy one for travel in the United States. Part of the reason, gas prices started the summer at a 12-year low, and the industry trade group Airlines for America predicts a record number of air passengers this summer, 234 million, up 4% from last year. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
Hey, so why are so many people traveling? You know, gas prices are low, but that wouldn't really explain why so many people are flying, would it?
No, but it sort of will give you a little bit of a clue that it is affordable. And we know that airfare is actually the 40 most traveled routes in the U.S. are actually down a touch, about 10%, according to AAA Travel Services. But this may say more just about where we are in that it does feel a bit like people feel that the economy is good enough. I don't have to worry that if I'm not there, I'm going to lose my job. And I do think Americans have really foregone so much vacation time over the last 6, 7, 8 years that there's been some pent-up demand. So we're seeing a robust travel season. That's good news for the industry.
So a sign that the economy may be doing pretty well, but people may be stuck in airports, stuck on airplanes. There have been so many high-profile incidents lately. Do you think the airlines are going to be prepared for all this traffic?
It almost doesn't matter because consider this. How else are you going to get from one place to the other, especially if you go over an ocean?
Yeah.
And if anything, what has happened in my experience and when I hear from people about travel experience is that everybody just is conditioned to wait and you're expecting this. We also know there's lots of airline competition, and that competition, it's not as if it's raising the bar. It lowers the bar for comfort level because the cheapest fares are for these teeny tiny narrow seats. And again, if you want to get there efficiently, chances are you're going to have to fly if you're going some distance.
What about these gas prices? They haven't been this low at this time of year in more than a decade. The price of oil fell back into bear territory in June. What's going on there?
Well, at the beginning of the year, there were lots of conversations around oil's going to come back. And it did. It rose. And there were a lot of crude oil traders who were very excited about this. And I remember talking to folks and they were saying, oh, it's 50, 60. We see $60 oil, $60 oil. Well, guess what? Despite a lot of the OPEC nations getting together and trying to limit production, the globe is awash in petroleum. And frankly, there's so much oil going around that it has pushed crude down by nearly 20%. We just finished the biggest first half slide for crude oil in two decades.
Finally, I want to ask you about President Trump's revised travel ban that partially went into effect last week. Also, we have new security screening measures at U.S. airports. Will any of that have an effect on summer travel?
Well, I don't think it's going to have an effect right this minute because most people have booked already. But, you know, I have often will interview Peter Greenberg, who's a CBS News travel editor, and he'll always extol the virtues of, oh, people should be going by train. People should be road tripping. But again, at the end of the day, if you want to bring your family on some fabulous trip and you need to get there quickly and efficiently, you're stuck dealing with the revolting idea of air travel. And honestly, it's just not fun. People are girding for it, but they're hopefully rewarded by a great trip down the line.
All right, Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you.